News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Oh, what are we going to do when the Olympics are over? Because they've been keeping us well entertained over the course of the last few weeks and brightening what's been otherwise a kind of a grim enough summer. Daniel Whiffen completed in the 10-kilometre swim this morning, a marathon swim, if ever there was one, in the River Seine. Some beautiful scenery in Paris that makes me want to go back to the city. Now, he didn't finish in the medals. He finished 18th overall, 6 minutes and 27 seconds after the overall leader. But I'm not going to let that dampen my mood, Andrew Bree, sports commentator, former Olympic swimmer. This young man is only getting going.
Yeah, what a machine. I mean, you know, we try and target 10,000 steps a day, and he's just... By the time I've had my coffee here, he's already swam his 10 kilometers, you know, a brutal event. And from the pool going straight into the river there, and it's just a different game. There's tides. And I think the start, he struggled. He kind of went out by himself. A lot of the swimmers kind of, you know, want to drag behind each other and gain that kind of momentum. So there's just a whole world within a world there in that distance kind of swim. But he did great. He's a brave man, and he's, it just shows his versatility and endurance, you know, competing, winning the gold in the 800, the bronze in the 15, and then into the our first open water Olympian. A fantastic effort.
And as we look to the next Olympics and the one after that, he's only getting going, Andrew. I mean, we are going to be following this lad's career for the next decade.
I think they're only all getting going, to be honest. You know, and Daniel's leading the way. Mona's leading the way. I really hope Mona mentioned during the week about staying on. I really hope she does. Just pure inspirational success this week for the Irish team. And great to have relays there. And just great to have a big team and represent them. And, you know, we all captured the energy. It was an emotional roller coaster for all of us. Especially from my own personal opinion, Mona's bronze was just... down to the wire, just showed her resilience and skill, and so inspirational for the next wave of swimmers coming through. And that will catapult the sport of swimming further, and it will gain that momentum and motivational for those younger ones coming into LA for sure.
Okay, Andrew Bree, thank you for everything that you've done to educate us on the sport over the last few weeks as well. But we have one more big event this evening, Shane, that'll have us on the edge of our seats.
Yeah, Rashida Adelecki, the first Irish woman to make a sprint final. She is going to be a global superstar and hopefully maybe get on the medals podium. Tonight we're joined by Cecil Johnson Piero for Tala Athletic Club. You must be really, really proud of Rashida, Cecil.
Good morning, Shane. Yes, not only am I proud, I think the whole club and the country and community in Tala are so proud of Rashida's achievements to date, and certainly all looking forward to this final this evening.
Tell us, like, when did she kind of come through the door at Tala Athletic Club, and like, did you sort of earmark her from the very start as someone who was special?
Well, I suppose, like all young athletes, when they first join the club, of course, the expectations of the parents is that they're all going to be world beaters, but that's, as you know, not possible.
Yeah.
But I suppose... probably within a year after, a year or so after she joined the club first, she started to, you know, show her mettle as such in the sprint events. Now, she would have tried many other disciplines, such as high jump or long jump. She did compete across country. So she did a lot of things before. Her coach at the time, identified, that was Johnny Fox, her first coach in the club, identified where her talents lay, and they were in sprinting.
Yeah.
And she's made super progression since. She then went on to be coached by Daniel Kilgallen, who's our senior sprints coach, for a couple of years before she went to Texas. And of course, Coach Flo has taken over from there. And, you know, she set the world alight since then.
Oh, she's magnificent. And just a gorgeous personality as well. Just such a nice young woman. Really, her interviews trackside are just, she just comes across so well.
Oh, she certainly does. I mean, she comes across, she exudes confidence, and she doesn't forget her roots, and that's one thing about her. You know, She's a proud young Tala person. I'm proud to be representing the club and country at this level.
Yeah. Now, look, the future is bright for her regardless of what happens tonight. She's ahead of schedule at 21 getting to an Olympic final. And she's going to be a global superstar. But could she squeak a medal tonight?
Well, I think if she's on top of her game, she's certainly in contention for that podium. Yeah. And there's no doubt you'll hear the roars of the Irish crowd in the stadium tonight, including myself, cheering her on.
Yeah.
So she will certainly she'll do her utmost to get there and make the podium. But as you mentioned there, she's still only 21 years of age, and she's many, many years ahead of her, because on average, I mean, those in the history of 400-metre women's running, you know, are averaged in the age of 26, 27 years of age. So she's many years
bright
ahead
future.
Of her.
Bright future. She is going to be massive and deservedly so, and we're just so lucky to have her. Keep up the good work at Tala Athletic Club. Cecil Johnson there, PRO for Tala Athletic Club. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast, and obviously, best of luck to Rashida tonight.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.